Okay, so you have the symposium agenda. I think we're working with Dr. Charles Romain to do the 5-minute presentation, and I think that's all set right now, unless something changes between now and May 2nd. Sometimes they get called downtown and things like that, and they have to go. So that's going okay. And the first keynote speech is fine. That's Jim Warren, and I'm going to get together with him maybe tomorrow or early Monday to discuss that. Then we have the panel also, which I'll be getting together with Fabian to discuss after this one. The only issues we have is keynote 2 and keynote 3. On keynote 2, it has to be a medical domain, and Doug Fritzma never replied to my email for whatever reason, so which means he's off. So we have two choices, either call Olivier and see if he's available that day or talk to Gary. Again, suggestions on the table. Keynote 3 in the financial domain, David Newman said he'll get back to me, but apparently he's out of town until tomorrow. So I would not know anything until by about late tomorrow or Monday. That's where we are. And the other guy whom I talked about, the category theories, he said it's kind of too early for him to talk about it, but he'll be willing to talk about it next year. So that's where things are on the keynote talks. So any suggestions on that?
So I would assume then we finalize the agenda by next Monday, since a couple of your people wouldn't be able to get back to you until this Friday.
But in terms of the keynote too, maybe I can call up Olivier and see his availability, because the idea is to talk about how these ontologies are going to be used in the meaningful use 3 for interoperability, but ONC did not respond. So I don't know whether they have any idea or they just don't have time, that's all.
I think it's worth calling now because time is getting short.
Call who?
Well, Olivier you could call.
Olivier, yeah. So I think I'll go to the... I'm going to call Olivier today.
Yeah.
If it's okay with you guys. If he doesn't come, we just have to prioritize whom do we want, Olivier or Gary. So
If it is okay with you and Mike, then it's okay with us. I mean, it's your session. So is it meaningful to expect the agenda to be finalized by tomorrow night, or does it have to be Monday?
I mean, it's kind of almost finalized here, if you look at it, unless you want to change right now. Mike, are there any changes that you suggest here? But I don't see anything at this stage, except that the logistics issues in terms of, I had sent email before about hotels and things like that. I don't know whether I sent it to everyone, but those who have asked, there were some still slots available at Hilton or something like that for 139. And apart from that, people have to register. Whoever has registered will be going through our symposium, our conference center. So I don't think we have any issues out there. The only other thing is that, as I said, first day we'll be in Green Auditorium, and second day we'll be in the old room, Patriot Room. Steve, you're going to be here the day before, and maybe you can just walk over and see what are the arrangements there.
Sure, absolutely. Have you got anyone sort of touching on logistics, like wireless and any recording, things like that?
I'm going to, sit down together with Fabian to go over this either today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So we will do something.
Presumably the conference people will need some heads up on that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that soon. Probably today or tomorrow.
So I think calling Olivia sounds like a good idea. And the only other item I had on the agenda was the group dinner. Deciding on
group
that.
Group dinner, yeah, okay. You're right. Group dinner. We need to fix that. What would be the normal number of people who come there anyway? So?
We've had, 25 or so in the past?
Yeah, okay. I think we did like got three tables at that at Dogfish Head.
So yeah, Dogfish Head, you said it's about 30 people. To find another place, I guess.
No. I was just saying, like, as an estimate. I mean, we used to fill up three tables. I think that's about 30 people.
Yeah, but we're thinking of going somewhere else this time, right? Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
So, Steve, do you have any suggestions around here? I can ask my secretary to look into it and see if we can get. He's pretty good at it.
All right. I defer to her, yeah.
Unless you have some specific, I mean, there are lots of places around here, what kind of food and things like that. So.
Right, but it has to be there for how many, 30 people.
You could consider one of those kind of places that's like, you know, a buffet kind of thing. That simplifies matters a lot if you wanted to do that.
Well, there is one of these, like, sushi places around here. Maybe that's, I don't know whether they can accommodate 30 people or not, where you can have a buffet-like thing.
Yeah, we did sushi, right there off of Rockville Pike one year after the summit. That was the year they had a flood in the ceiling and they were half closed down, but they managed to handle us. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, sushi, everyone eats sushi. I don't know. So, or one of those pasta buffet places. I don't know. There's something around there. I can't remember the names of these places. But, yeah, let your secretary come up with some ideas. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll talk to her now. Okay. So we'll try to get bring that to a closure by the end of this week, and I'll send you guys email.
I guess Dogfish Head could be a backup. Do they require any time to make reservations? In other words, a week in advance or anything?
I don't know.
They did in the past. I always reserved ahead of time to have that many tables near each other. And, in fact, they asked for a confirmation that day of the number.
Right.
So,
well, we could make a reservation now and then, you know, cancel 2 days before if we find something else.
Well, okay, so let me do the following. Let me talk to my secretary and see what she can do.
Yeah,
and, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of places. Just a question of picking one.
Yeah.
IBM and Lockheed Martin both spend a lot of time at the Golden Bowl.
That's an alternative, too.
Yeah, that's a buffet place, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't say it's the classiest place.
No, of course it's not the classiest.
Yeah.
What kind of snobs are we?
Well, there's Old Country Buffet, too. But
Hey, we advocate high-end ontologies.
Yeah, the Horn and Horn. Well, Rio, you know, down there, that's kind of nice. They got some new places there. But I defer to the logistics people.
Yeah, probably someplace close if possible, so...
Yeah, the other thing, the problem is if you go to like a chain restaurant, then they tend to be just as noisy as Dogfish Head.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if you go to a quieter place, that's more of a disruption for them to have 20, 25 people show up. So we got to act soon if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily it's not a weekend night.
Steve, how far should this, what is your thoughts about distance?
Well, I think, you know, 10 or 15 minutes at most driving.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good idea to go down to Bethesda, for example.
And it's something easy, like with easy directions, not intricate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although we're all supposed to be able to figure these complex things out.
Yeah.
If you give us a logical representation.
Michael,
I mean, look on Yelp
or
something.
Yeah, just for the notes, can I go back to your Kent State thing? Are they sponsoring Box Lunch for May 2nd or 3rd?
May 2nd.
That's the first date, right?
Yeah, I'll just put that in the chat here. Actually, just let me confirm that. Yeah, Deluxe Box Lunch on May 2nd. Whatever the deluxe is.
Okay, so if there are no other comments on that, I will work with my secretary to see if we can get a spot for 30 people. And I will send out some alternatives tomorrow so we can select
Okay. That's the group dinner. Anything else we need to do here that needs?
Actually, there's one other place. There's I don't know if it's still there. You know, the brew pub that's in Old Town Gaithersburg.
That is a brew thing. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually, that brewery place.
Yeah, Summit Station, or Summit I don't know what it's called nowadays. But,
yeah, that's
parking
pretty good.
Parking problems.
Pardon?
Parking problems.
Well, there's a parking lot across the street from there.
It's not that bad. Just behind that, there's a parking lot.
Yeah,
it's a municipal parking lot right behind them.
Yeah.
And another one across the street.
Yeah.
And it's a Thursday, so it won't be crazy.
And it's smaller, so we would take more of it up. It wouldn't be as noisy. We'd be creating most of the noise.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
They've actually got a top floor where you can probably reserve.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that upper balcony area, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a good place.
It's called Growlers.
Was it called Growlers?
And then if you want to get
I think
people like beer, you know, it's not a good place to be there. Just like Dogfish.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do some Yelp searching also as backups.
So what do you want to do, Steve? Do you want Jan to call them or?
I think you should take care of it. Yeah, I mean, let Jan do it. I think that's a great suggestion, though. I mean, we've done things there. It's worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what's the next item then?
I have just one question. Are we moving on to item three here? I just one question, like, for the opening remarks from the co-chairs. I guess in previous years, it's kind of been, intro, thanking people, administrivia things. Do we want to do that again this year, or do you want us to have some more substantial comments to get the ball rolling?
There are two introductions here. One is the General Ontology Summit Symposium introduction.
Right.
And last year, I think, Leo, you had some kind of a presentation, didn't you?
Yes, I think it was basically to introduce, the people that supported us and the endorsers and, logistics.
So that's all we're looking for. Like, say, the opening remarks.
There is a opening remarks from Matthew West and Michael Gruninger here.
That's why I'm asking. This is my question.
That's right. There are two of them out there. The first one will be pretty generic from the symposium co-chairs. And the opening remarks from you may be a little more. I think it could be potentially 5 minutes for the General Ontology Summit, depending on how you want to look at it, because the first one is 10 minutes and the second one is 5 minutes. And if you want to go into a little more detail there, we can switch that and be the first one 5 minutes and the second one 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I'm not worried about the time. I'm just worried about the content. I mean, like, say, last year, or in previous years, actually, like, that summit opening remarks.
Because it will be useful from the, from you and Matthew to kind of talk about the generic landscape here, which will probably take more than 5 minutes, in my opinion.
Okay. But that's the focus of my question, though. Like I said, will the summit opening remarks cover all the little administrivia and thanking everyone, or is that going to be covered by you and Mike? Part of this question is, these opening remarks, are they meant to be that superficial level, or, do we want to just start seeding the discussion with some, challenging remarks and, like you said, the lay of the land?
I think it should be the later one, personally. But I don't know, depending on other people. Logistics things we can take off care of, Mike and I.
Okay.
But the other things, the little more technical stuff, I think you should provide the landscape. That's my personal opinion. I don't know where to put other people here.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. So making it more technical would be of interest. And maybe you can actually, introduce the structure, which will be, we want to raise issues.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good division of labor. So the symposium chairs are like the local chairs who would sort of take care of all the formalities and the logistics, and then the general chairs could sort of address the content issues.
Okay, perfect.
I posted two links to the chat. One where we will be sort of constantly updating the on-site registrants and the second, the remote registrants. And if you notice, probably around 40% of the people aren't sort of people who have been actively tracking the progress over the last 15 weeks. For example, like maybe Rod Morgan here from Department of State, they may be sort of doing it in the without sort of voicing their opinion all along, but then maybe some coverage of what has transpired so far might still be useful for those who have not been sort of following the nuances in the past 15 weeks.
I was just going to quickly just add on to what Michael was suggesting is, Michael, I think you might want to just float a couple of thought provokers, you know, including along the lines of the perhaps dominant discussions been going on that Pat Hayes raised, you know, does it make sense to even try and, you know, lay this out? You know, that's a high-level challenging question. And then we'll break it down into the tracks as well anyway, some of those issues.
Right, yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Yeah, so let's say some challenging questions get people thinking, thought-provoking things.
Yeah, okay, sorry, didn't get that in time.
Someone posted this link onto the hand space. Could that person post that over to the main body of the chat so that we can check that out? Growlers, Gastropub. Ah, good.
Okay, what's next? Ram?
Yeah, I guess what do we have on the, in terms of evaluation panel and rest of the things are all the tracks here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, according to the last organizing committee meeting, we are not trying to spend all that track half hour to just report on what has transpired, but use most of that time for discussion. And Michael and Matthew have asked everyone to prepare 3 questions. Since we didn't ask everyone to have them ready today for coordination, maybe it's useful if people could sort of use the organizing committee list to flesh out the tracks, 3 questions, and then we can coordinate it to see if there are gaps to fill or overlaps and so on to weed out. But anyhow, the slides are due next Monday, which is only like 2 working days from today. So I want to remind people again, please, there is no extension on that. Please, if at all possible. I will
Matthew?
Be on the road and, yeah.
I'm sorry, Matthew, are you online? No. Can we expect Matthew and Mike to challenge Pat's view of the world?
I'm not going to make that my mission in life.
No, Matthew.
Oh.
Since they're in track C and we're supposed to present some questions, it would appear that, you know, Mike and Matthew West have the appropriate venue to rebut this view of Pat's. But Matt and Mike are not on the line.
For the ontology evaluation panel at 11, we could actually have, you know, maybe Matthew and Michael and Amanda and Fabian raise that, you know, as an issue, technical issue, and, you know, do a little discussion among their other issues.
Which panel?
It's the 11 o'clock a.m. It's only a half hour, right, it looks like. I mean,
yeah.
So there's an intro, I guess, and then 11:30 is track A.
You're talking about Thursdays?
I thought
at least last time, I mean, I'm absolutely in favor of that. We can do that, but I thought at least last time the discussion went in the direction of trying to respond or connect in the panel discussion to what the keynote speaker said. But I'm fine with doing that. Just should make clear whether we talk about the Material Genome Initiative and or whether we are supposed to talk about that issue, different issue.
Yeah, yeah, it's only a half hour, so, you know, I think we have some alternatives there, so.
Right. I thought we were, that's a respondent panel, a discussion of the keynote and how it is, how ontology is relevant. At least, I mean, that was what drives the choice of panelists to start with.
That was my point, yes. So we talked about that. I think Leo's, but Leo, I mean, I mean, it would be, I think the discuss, Pat's, point of view, would be very interesting, but obviously it would be better if Pat would be in the room. Otherwise it would just, you know, us talking about the straw man, Pat.
Well, it'd be easier though.
Well, yeah, that's true, but no fun.
Well, again,
unless you can get him to call in and talk to us.
Well, again, I think Matthew West and Mike Bennett have the opportune venue or you know podium to provide that view for the counter view.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it could be issues that attract rays, right? I mean, so if we talk about the questions, it could be, for example, that. Track B or track C raised that as an issue and, you know, tried to discuss it within their time slot. But, you know, a half hour, may be good for, you know, getting some of this, detrita out of the way.
Or more in the open, perhaps.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we can resolve it.
No, of course not.
No.
No.
Well,
I'll tell you what. For track B, we'll try and take one of our three questions and aim it towards some of Pat's concerns, because we were going to put in a question about the whole process of generating the appropriate requirements, and that itself sort of lends itself to the notion of the whole development paradigm and processes or phases.
Yeah, Todd, I agree with you. Can you capture that onto the chat, especially? Now that Matthew is there, you might even want to repeat your statement.
Matthew's buying dinner for everybody?
So he's just coming in.
You're good to that.
Not that statement.
Oh. Goodbye to that one.
Well, Matthew, you've seen the dialogue going on with Pat Hayes.
Yes.
And we were just discussing where in the agenda, a time might be appropriate to sort of rebut some of those, or at least open up the discussion about some of those concerns or perhaps fallacies that Pat is presenting. And I was thinking that your track with Mike Bennett looks like a perfect opportunity to raise those questions for discussion.
Well, I had, because I'm going to be out for pretty much from now until the symposium, I've already sent my draft questions. And the first one was why have a methodology? So that would give the opportunity to discuss that kind of thing.
Okay, so we're covered. Excellent.
And I'd be quite happy if that was the only question we discussed.
And Matthew, that was going to be your the discussion related to your particular track?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're all supposed to produce, say, three questions. I forget what the other two were.
Right. No, I just want to make sure that was for your track and not the summit in general, because I was going to have some comments for the summit in general.
So why have an ontology development methodology? What should an ontology development methodology cover? How do you know if an ontology development methodology is delivering?
I
came up with those pretty much independent of what Pat was talking about. I just think they're the obvious questions to be asking.
Of course, Matthew, they are starting to drift a little bit from evaluation, which is the topic here.
Well, that's the that's the how do you know if an ontology methodology is delivering? If you don't evaluate, you don't know if it's delivering, do you?
And that's also why I was asking whether it's his specific track, because I think those questions are perfect for that, for track C.
Absolutely. Track C, which is about developing ontologies, for, you know, that, that will evaluate well.
Right, and that's why I didn't think they were good for appropriate necessarily for the entire summit.
No, absolutely not. No, no, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
These are just from the point of view of looking at ontology development methodologies as a way of producing ontologies that will meet evaluation criteria. How can you use a methodology? You know, a methodology is one of the tools you can use to achieve consistency, essentially.
Right.
And Pat Hayes may hate total quality management, but if you do it properly, it actually works. It, of course, you don't have to do it properly, and if you don't do it properly, it doesn't work. Do anything not properly, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I raised that 11 o'clock slot as a potential to address this, because what we don't want to do is to have, you know, we want to shield Amanda and Fabian from these kind of issues when they talk about the communique on the next day.
Sure. Yeah, that would be good. Although I have to say, I think they've been doing pretty well. I mean, I saw Pat's original email and thought, oh, I'm going to have to do something here, and I was unable to respond immediately. By the time I'd got to the point, well, okay, I've now got the time to sit down and think about this, I found that most of the points had been really pretty well batted off, particularly by Amanda, but also by Fabian. So I don't think Pat is in a state where he's made a case. I think he's in a case where he's making relatively outlandish claims, which are as unsupported as the claims that he claims other people are making, but I'm not sure that they are, that would also be unsubstantiated were they made.
And Pat's never done that before.
Sorry?
This is Ram here. Yeah, 1 minute. On the 11 a.m. This is for the 11 a.m. ontology evaluation panel that you're talking about?
No, I think we were now talking about the discussion of the questions for track C.
Yeah,
right.
So you're past that because I heard that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, someone just now suggested we should invite Pat Hayes to be there remotely. So
no.
No one suggested that?
No, I that was Fabian. Yeah, yes. I said that as if you want to have a panel discussion, it would be rather one-sided thing to we would present his ideas, since his ideas we, I think, all disagree with them. But I don't think that, I mean, it would be much fun to have that discussion, but I don't think that it would be wise if we want to basically get the community convinced of the communique and endorse it. I think it's strategically not a good timing. It would have been much more interesting to have a panel discussion, let's say, a month ago about the issue with, you know, about these questions. But I don't think we want people to, you know, feel good about the communique and not have a last minute discussion of whether the whole idea of having this kind of agreement and or methodology is a good thing.
No, you missed my point. I was saying, one, someone suggested we should invite, and if so, should we invite? And secondly, even if so, I think it's sort of inviting Pat to join the track C discussion. I wasn't even suggesting we invite him on the panel to respond to the material genome initiative. They're totally different things.
Well, Peter, how about we just let Pat know that we're going to raise some of his points for discussion during the summit, and then if he wants to join in, he can.
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah, I think Matthew, you would be the best person to
Thank you.
You said you still wanted to respond to him.
I didn't feel that there was a need to respond to him. I thought that Amanda and Fabian had done fine.
I can do it.
But it's
I wanted to respond to his last email anyhow. So if you want me to, I have good relations to Pat. We disagree on this issue, but no problem.
I mean, Pat is never known to understate his case, so,
The main thing is we don't want to detract from the communique impact here, so.
No, we don't.
So I'm sitting here with my hand up, but now I'm just going to butt in. I think it's important to recognize that there are certain statements that Pat makes that are substantive issues. There are certain that have to do with the actual summit and communique, and there are a whole bunch of other ones that have to do with impressions he got after reading or skimming the first earlier draft, and they challenge a lot of claims that we are not making. Now, if it's still unclear that after all of our revisions that we're not making those points, we have a different problem. But I don't think we want to spend time fighting off objections to claims we're not making.
Right. We should just make sure we're not making those claims.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you know, Pat has sort of been qualifying some of his earlier comments based on his experiences at Xerox.
And from what
I'm in reading and or perhaps inferring, Xerox was doing very bizarre things.
Well, they did tend to do bizarre things.
I think we can make sure. I mean, his main point seems to me, except for the things he called nitpicking, which were most of the time actually, we didn't formulate very well. But I think his main point is what you're going to try to do is to provide something like a model for how people should do ontology work. And I don't believe we are there yet. I think that's the point.
Yeah, quite. Well, I think we need to make that clear.
That's what I just said. I think we can address exactly that without losing the substance of the document by just prefacing it or making it very explicit that this is an initial step and this is not to be read as dogma. Now, he will say, okay, regardless of what you're telling them, somebody will take it as dogma, but I think that's then out of our hands. I mean,
That was why I suggested putting towards in the title.
Okay.
Although it was before he made his comments, it was already my view that it needed to be towards rather than...
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah. Because then it's almost impossible then to misread it if it's in the title.
Want to bet?
Okay. But it's pretty easy to refute.
Yes.
Yes.
And it really isn't dogma. I mean, what we're after here is kind of like, knowledgeable consideration by the experts in the community. So, we're not setting this in stone.
Well, and in particular, in our effort to make sure that we're not drinking the Kool-Aid and trying to wholesale sell, a full package methodology that maybe we don't have support choosing out from all the others that resulted in our being unspecific enough. So we've done a lot of work, since to sort of make clear that where we're saying, this is all flexible, and where we're saying these are essential dependencies.
Yeah, Amanda, I think one of the things that you can do is rather than saying here is a methodology, I think you could phrase it as here are a set of things that a methodology needs to address.
Yeah, I think we moved in that direction in the recent draft, but we're...
Right. Yeah.
That's a key thing because I can understand how Pat could have read it, reading it and misunderstood it the way he did, as indeed you did, and in that respect, the fact that it could be misread in that way or the intention wasn't sufficiently clear, getting that was actually really useful, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it pushes us in the right direction, and I think it's just about making sure we actually arrive.
I would rather be hit by a Pat Hayes fastball than have put that out in public with that flaw.
I think Pat's own words were along the lines of, you know, guidelines, and so is his, you know, critique of boxes and arrows and circles and cycles. The point is, this is all just illustrative, I think, of important elements to consider when one is developing one's own methodology.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's the thing that, I mean, there are, you know, moderately standard software development methodologies. Ultimately, right. This is an information system, it's going to need, in a corporate environment, it's going to need to fit within an existing methodology that will be used within that environment. And I think, and those, you know, they might not have quite the same names that we've given the stages, but they will have stages, they will have checkpoints, you know, we're showing, both things that need to be addressed. And I think, I really do think it would be good to put it that way rather than things that need to be addressed within relatively standard project stages. And, you know, at the end of each stage, there's usually a stage gate of some sort, and you do an evaluation. And what are the things you should be doing the evaluation for at those stages?
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't actually a methodology. So,
I like that.
With withdrawing the word methodology as that's being what we're recommending, but things that need to be considered by a methodology, making that move, I think.
I don't think we use the word methodology at all.
Well, but I think you do. I think you do need to say some. I think, but it could be misinterpreted as one.
Yeah.
Unless you explicitly say that it isn't. But it is things that need to be considered by a methodology.
Okay.
That's
a very fine line to walk there. I mean, if you want.
Oh, I get it. But Pat
leapt over the line the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to do so there. And that just means you have to draw the line more clearly.
Okay, yeah. We will rewrite that, the whole section on the life cycle, I think,
you probably don't need to change very many words. You just need to put something qualifying at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
It might need no more than a sentence, plus reading and just checking that you've not
said
anything that would suggest that you were proposing a methodology.
I think also part of it might rest on the assumption that there's only one life cycle.
So yeah, I was just going to say that too. I think it was the word life cycle that really lit a fire under Pat
so
too.
The entire life cycle section has been rewritten since he read it. I mean, it's not finalized, but it has. I mean, it's all in the current draft. It's entirely different from when he read it. So we may have already addressed it. If not, we'll definitely look and make sure that we have.
Right, but see, I'm firmly in the position that there is a notion of an ontology life cycle, and I think it is important to recognize that. I would not want to have that kind of position diluted.
Yeah, of course there is. I mean, I don't think we should get carried away with just Pat's opinion. There's
no
way to look out there also.
I agree, but we do need to address the legitimate issues that he raises.
Yeah,
we need to separate that from the overstatement that he made. Which we need to address in responses to him.
I'm just not sure what it means. I mean, I think we are all agreeing that there are certain activities that should be happening during ontology, let's call it life cycle, during the life of an ontology. And there is also that there is no predetermined order, but there are some dependencies which need to be respected if you want to have a quality result.
Sure.
You need to gather your requirements before you do evaluation, for example. I'm not sure whether, I mean, this isn't a methodology. you know, but not so denying that there are dependencies would just undermine the document.
I completely agree. I mean, I think that there's two ways you can talk about these things. You can either talk about life cycle state. I mean, it's a question about whether you really see it as a circle or not. I mean, life cycle doesn't necessarily mean that you actually go back to the beginning again. You know, I mean, you can talk about the human life cycle, and at some point you throw it at, you know, at some point that you die. But it's
that's subject to debate. Sorry, Matthew.
Oh, of course, yes, yeah. another discussion Pat is involved in. But that's
but Matthew, as I pointed out to Amanda and Fabian, that circle that they're using, or the current diagram that has a circle in it, is consistent with Togaf's view of the world too.
Oh, that's fine. Then quote it. And say, you know, say that this is based on Togaf, that it isn't something.
Well, it's not necessarily based on Togaf, but it's consistent with it.
Well, say that then. Say that. Quote the sources.
Or just ignore just delete the diagram and avoid that.
Not a source.
Oh, no, the diagrams. I disagree with. I mean, you've got to have some bullshit diagrams, and it's and there's no harm fessing up and saying they're bullshit.
Yeah, and the important point about that diagram was the circle and the spaghetti links, right? Those things are important.
Well, we removed the spaghetti.
Thank you.
There's a new diagram there. It still may get an improvement, but because it's not the same one.
But it's, I mean, the core elements. I mean, it's still a circle, and it still
really
has the phases, and it has evaluation all over
it. And it gives you the headings, the headings that I'm then going to describe in more detail. It's a bullshit diagram. It's fine. That's okay.
It's not bullshit, Matthew.
No, sorry. No, I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. You're misunderstanding me.
It's positive.
Any set of PowerPoint slides that, you know, PowerPoint slides by definition are bullshit diagrams. That's fine. They put a point over. They're not an ontology, and they don't have that kind of formalism that an ontology itself would have. And that may be, you know, why Pat thinks it's just bullshit. It's fine. It's an illustration. It's not an ontology.
And it has a role, namely to give you an overview over the next sections that come in a more, much better way than you. I mean, you can write, in the next section we will discuss these kinds of phases, but if you have it presented graphically, it's just much easier to understand.
Yeah, picture is 1,000 words, right? So
In these cases, I think so, yeah.
Which 1,000 words?
But the thing is, I mean, at least we in the industry, we're aware of the management bullshit that goes on. So we avoid that. But the thing is that, you know, what we're trying to do here is to illustrate to a larger community there's important points to be made, and it's just not, you know, management bullshit.
Oh, by the way, in the interim, I looked up what WordNet has on methodology, and you might look at definition 2. But that's for Amanda and Fabian to consider.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you have a link?
You know, that diagram actually does have a lot of relevance if you're doing agile development. Because things are very circular there, or should we say spiral. And even in a large IT system, you're going to go back and start fixing things almost as soon as you put it into production.
Okay, I think we addressed the pet issue. I mean, Amanda and I are still not, you know, we're still making revisions. So I think as soon as we have something where we think this is now really stable and everybody, and now we are only down to improving the verbiage and spelling errors and all of that, we send out an email so that you can all have a look. By the way, we came up with terms. We came up with the word craftsmanship for the one missing word.
Okay, that was a good word.
Okay, great. I like that. I hope, I was hoping of, that it's not immediately shut down. If somebody, I would completely understand if somebody doesn't like it, but the challenge is then find a better one, which isn't quality.
Yeah, no, actually I like it. I like that. I think that's a good word.
To make the point, you know, we will fix what we have to fix. Hopefully we are done soon, and then we send out an email and you all can have a look. And I think we try to address that. Comments.
I put a comment at the bottom of chat. It would be appreciated if people who are thinking about this could just have a peek at the current rewrite of the life cycle section, which is now called an ontology life cycle model, see whether they think we've successfully addressed the concerns there. Feedback there would be appreciated.
Is this how you're going to have it? You're taking out all the spaghetti and arrows and arcs?
The diagram may get altered again, but if so, it will be after the text is solid enough.
Colors. Love it.
That was Ollie made the diagram. And he's Ollie.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's starting to look more like a formal methodology now.
It is. Forget it. Don't belabor the point. That's why I looked up the definition in WordNet.
Well.
Yeah.
Before Ollie left the country, well, he's still asynchronously checking on things, but he did send the source file, and Simon is willing to do adjustments, so that potential is there.
Amanda, it also looks like it could be a CE label. Maybe we could release it on YouTube.
Absolutely,
or something.
Absolutely looks like that. Actually, it makes me think, Bill, I want to take one of those old plastic 45 hubs and stick it in the middle.
Put it on some skeet.
If I could find something for it to mean, you know.
We can't say anything more than just evaluation in that purple ring. I mean, I'm worried this is focusing. Focusing more on the development issues, the methodology, design, etc., and less on the evaluation.
Let's not try and do this like over this call, I think, because there's a lot in the text and things have, I do think that it's good to know what the image suggests on its own, but it's also, you know, it's open to adjustment based on what's in the text, which is primary. And if the diagram's out of sync with the text, then we need to alter the diagram. It doesn't have to be complete, but we just don't want it to contradict each other. So, but note there if it does something unfortunate.
And Steve, please appreciate the place where it is. It comes before all the sections where the evaluation is then discussed in detail. So putting in the names of the evaluation here in the diagram would make the diagram hard to read, and it would be confusing because the context where it's explained the place where it's explained isn't here where the diagram is. The diagram is in a section which is about the different phases or gives a short overview of them. And the evaluation isn't discussed until later.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it'll certainly get people's attention.
Well, that is a double-edged sword.
Really?
Oh, no. Well, you know, it's really unlikely that that's going to be bad.
Well, I'm very glad you kept the evaluation at each phase, because that's, I think, the focus.
No, I agree. I mean, there's some about evaluation, and the idea of the method, you know, any methodological or life cycle issues are arising out of a, you know, the need to actually make this real, but the focus is still on evaluation.
Yeah. It's sort of background context, you know, into which we can place different evaluation approaches and merits and things.
Oh, for that, I actually have a recommendation or a question, or a request for the, I'm not sure when it should happen, but rather early on during the symposium. I think we should make clear that while the initial drive was to go in the direction of only doing evaluation, what became clear, at least to me, and during the summit, was that, and increasingly so, that it's not, that you can't really talk about evaluation without talking about the whole life cycle and the development activities that are going on, not only with respect to the ontology, but to the larger system that the ontology is a part of. And so I think one of the reactions, which didn't come just from Pat, but from other people who weren't part of the ontology summit, but now read an early draft of the communique, is why the heck are you talking about all of this other stuff? Go back mm-hmm. to what the topic is of the ontology summit is about, namely evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that needs to be addressed. Maybe it needs to be even addressed in the communique in order to think about it. But it certainly should be addressed during the symposium. That we, you know, as an observation of how that the target somehow moved a little bit.
Well, for example, I would suggest on your page 3, you know, you could title, for example, the section that's called an ontology lifecycle model, you know, something like, you know, background context. And I'm calling an ontology lifecycle model because it's that context you're setting there into which you can then place our observations on evaluation.
Or just
but
write
I'll put
it
that
as,
in a,
just write
I'll
that
add
justification.
A
I'm sorry, Steve.
Yes, I agree. And let you know, going back to Amanda's point, I think the phone call is. You know, it's better if you comment all in the document instead of doing it online. But we probably should put this justification in there somehow.
You just explained it very succinctly, Fabian.
But I think it all should be during the symposium. It should be mentioned.
Okay. Yes.
That our scope shifted a little bit or widened.
No, it didn't shift. We uncovered the real problem, we discovered what really needed to be addressed, or how evaluation had to be understood, i.e., we decomposed it.
Yep.
And if you really want to put in some BS, you could start spinning some nonsense about how, using ontological analysis, we discovered blah 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 blah. But it's a point of discovery, and that's part of the value of having the summit, right? You don't want to have just people coming in there and talking to themselves the whole time. You want to learn something from this. At least I do.
Right.
Okay.
Where are we on today's agenda, besides off track substantially?
I think we're on 4, Q&A and open discussion related to any other pertinent issues. Since we're not discussing the symposium anymore.
Right. Maybe we should ask pretty ham questions about the symposium. Morgan again. Since it's your first time on one of these calls, did you come specifically for certain pieces of information, Rod?
So far, so good.
Okay, great. You've registered for on-site participation, so we'll look forward to having you there. While I posted another reminder for. To people who are supposed to have slides to send it to me by Monday night. But then, especially for Ram and Mike, the keynote speakers, especially we don't even know who they are, and they obviously don't know they have slides that are due on Monday. Can you make sure they know about it and have slides ready? Because the usual routine is people bring their slides to a conference, but this is slightly different because we have like probably about 20, 30 people on remote participation, and they will be totally lost if we don't have slides ready by the time. So could you remind the keynote speakers also that if they have slides, that they send them to you, to me, early? Rob? Mike? Silence? Hope you heard me.
I hear you.
Great. So, are we done? Any other non-symposium issues?
One question. The Green Auditorium is in the same main building as the Portrait Room?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Okay.
It's,
I know there's a lot of auditorium.
20 feet from the Portrait Room.
Okay.
Actually, just thing to raise here. So on the symposium agenda for Friday, right, we end at 3:15, and then it's available for boss. So was there anything that was planned for that? Like what is that about? Is
follow up on hackathon activities was one thing.
Some of us
want to continue work.
Okay. So this will be just an ad hoc thing that, you know, make some announcements on, at the symposium if there's any more details, but it's just kind of a placeholder at that time.
Can people, who self-assign to be point people to actually start something? Like, I mean, if people like maybe Mike Bennett, Amanda, if you are planning to use that slot, at least do that, make some announcement on the summit mailing list, so that other people would know.
Good point.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And also, what about the survey? Are we going to hear about the survey?
Yes, that's part of the Track B report. We're actually doing quite well on the survey.
All right.
We've got 13 responses so far. Probably we'll end up at 14 or 15 by the time we close.
Will
Is
we
there
have
a place we can see that at this point?
Yes.
After who responded?
Yes. Give me a moment, and I'll give you a link.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Peter, will you give us a link or that we can use from the communique to link to the list of tools that are available? I mean, I assume we can use the list of 13 as at least an initial list of tools that are available right now for ontology evaluation. And I think it would be very useful to include that link.
Yeah, I just pasted the link. Click on that link and see if you want to use that. I mean, you can use that as a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
I assume maybe Mike Denny or Ken or myself have a chance to work on compiling a chart of some sort, then that would be a better link. But before we have that, then this is a good link.
Good.
I guess you can see who has responded so far, and thanks to Track A, most of the Track A people are in there, most of the Track B people are in there, and some of the hackathon people are in there, which I think is great.
Okay.
A quick comment on the boss. If people want to lift some of the arranged things underneath that section of the agenda, I think that would be fine as well.
Ah, okay. That's a good idea. Is anybody looking at
it? Should people list it themselves, or they send the entry to you and you post it there?
I think that would be better
since you have control over the agenda. You don't want us to be messing around with your agenda.
I think it's fine for people to post it directly. If they prefer, I'd be glad to take things, I'm comfortable with them editing it as well.
Okay. So where are we at this point?
Well, I guess we're sort of wrapped up here. Don't want to raise too many issues here because we've already kind of discussed some of the issues related to the communique revision and things like that. I don't think we want to keep on talking about that. I think the purpose of today's session was mainly doing these last-minute details for the symposium. And I think Peter's right. I mean, everything is pretty on track.
Does that mean we don't need a meeting tomorrow?
Good question.
I think so, yeah. I mean, we do not need a meeting tomorrow because we covered all the other issues today.
And Peter, are you comfortable that we're on track?
I'm perfectly comfortable if between you and Michael and Rob and Mike.
You just have good antennae, Peter, for these things.
Okay, so no meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
See everyone next week then.
Terry's going to
Terry. Yeah, Terry's hand is up.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to fix my name. Somehow I got the wrong suffix on it. I don't know how to do it. For me, go home.
Okay.
All right. Okay. See you next week then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next week. One thing. Are people interested to get together for dinner the day before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll be in town.
Sure, I'd do that.
Okay. Any suggestions?
Since we're not going to Doctor's Head for the main banquet, why don't we go there for a little dinner?
No.
We could do that.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we just assume that as a default?
Oh, we could go to Roy. How many are you talking about? We could go to Roy's place.
No, you can't.
You can?
It's gone?
It's gone.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Oh, what's the point of coming down to Gaithersburg now?
Yeah. Well, why don't we say default is Dogfish then?
Okay, what time?
What do you think, 7?
I won't be there by then, I don't think. But that
well,
doesn't
we're not leaving at 7, we're arriving at 7.
Right. Yeah, we'll probably be, still be there.
Yeah, quite. Right.
Yeah. 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. or something,
Something like that, yeah.
We'll start out really well the next day.
I
might be able to get there by around 8, I guess. But you probably won't even have got to eating by then, so.
Yeah.
And even if you have, it doesn't matter, I'll just join you, assuming I'm able to do so. So, 7 o'clock, Dogfish.
All right.
Fine, but that's not a matter.
So, Steve, can you make a post on that? Is it spelled Dogfish?
A post to the Ontology Summit, I guess, list.
Yeah,
right?
Or the Ontology Summit list. Yeah, leave it.
All right. I will do that. All right. Got a little action item last minute there. Okay. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
I think look forward to seeing you all.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.